Choice part.
Any choice of matter, so it's no problem of grinding up something which was once ground. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others ask a kasha. Let me just find it here. Hikshah Gon Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a bomb kasha over here. The Chayra says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we've got a kasha. Tit, it's like earth, the claws of earth, is Mulkum Mechalokim Katan. It's also, it's like loose particles which stick together. She's Chabra de Mayim. When it rains, it sticks together. In Cain, the Chayra, yes, the Hatzir, a person should be allowed to crumble up earth on Shabbos. So that's wrong, Muksa. Let's forget about Muksa. Let's say a person designated a lump of earth to use whatever you want to do. So he's designated earth. Can he crumble up earth on Shabbos? Says the Kegel, the Chayra should be allowed to. Okay, I hear. Extra. Yeah? You take a bit of earth and you crumble it up. Lechoyra, it should be ein toichel, acha toichel. Since it was once originally, it was once loose. So now, even though it's lumped together, why now is there a problem? As I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He does not give an answer to this discussion, yeah? So you're suggesting he already answers, but I must tell you, there's many three kashas. So he asks, why is it not a problem to have three? So the Maaser, there are many answers given to this kasha. And based on this, there's enough gemina, quite a few enough gemina that can come out. Yeah, so why not say it's a different name? I'm not sure if it's true.
It wasn't
a
toy for the biscuit, it's the same thing.
It's also a different name, biscuits and
yeah, it wasn't toy before, it was.
Oh, so he's saying, that's an interesting story, he said, you didn't do anything. But the Chayyab Chavni says that's not the Chayyab speaks about. Ain't Toyin Acha Toyin, not Ain't Bishlach Abishal. Ain't Bishlach Abishal means you cooked an item once before, so the Maaser now to cook it again is a child, it could be as much like double yonish. Toyin doesn't work like that. As long as Toyin was once grand, it's not a problem. So it's an interesting question we're going to touch on. Why is there an Issa? The Shulman answers clearly there's an Issa to grind up.
Earth can't be solid.
It looks like earth generally is normally loose together. The rain might join it together to make it into a colour. But generally, it looks like it's very, very loose. Yeah? So the Chayra, why is it that earth is a problem to crumble up? So I say the various answers to this question, I want to quote for you a few of the answers. I just want to show you what Nachman is can make actually. In Tal Yoris, Ksoyos HaShulchan says, he says a very interesting answer. This heter of ein toichen acha toichen only works by food items. This only works by food items. A food item, there's a special heter of ein toichen acha toichen. Once you had a food item once, small pieces, small little bits, and it got stuck together, for you to undo it is mutter, that's what's food. Masha enke, something which was never a food, does not have the heter of ein toichen acha toichen.
It's plastic.
So I was thinking about this, where is this relevant to? I think I'm wrong for another reason. But the Chayra, let's ask about a tablet. A tablet, a person will take for medical reasons, let's say.
Right? Food?
Can you grind up a tablet?
I can't.
What?
I can't.
So the Chayra, if you learn that it has to be a food. All of you should be jumping up with that wrong. I understand. Hold on a minute, what I'm saying. I'm telling you over here that the Chayra, if you learn that the Chilik is a food item, is ain't very much a toichen. But something which is not a food item, like tits, earth, would be subject to this problem. A tablet, I think most people would tell you it's not food. I mean, you might swallow it down your mouth.
But you eat it.
It's
half
food.
It's half food. You say it's half food. But I don't know why you would don't jump on me when I say, why am I actually wrong?
You have to eat it.
You have to swallow it. What's that? You can't eat that. It's a choyer, it's a tablet.
That's not
good. The whole thing doesn't start.
Why?
A tablet is not given a cow. It doesn't come from the ground.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, I'm not a monker. Rosh, I don't take any tablets, so I don't know much about it. But I'm just telling you, it's an interesting point, sorry, what it's saying. It's not you do the character. Actually, you're looking at me, but I mean, you're talking about herbal ones, maybe, the herbal ones. What's it called? Alternative medicine.
Yeah.
Maybe, that could be maybe more problematic there. But lechoyra, tablet in itself, lechoyra, should not be a problem. That's one answer. So one answer they give is that it depends on whether it's food purposes, is eitrech lachtoichen. When it's not a food, it's not a food item, then, if it's not a food item, then there is a problem of toichen. That would also be very fashionable. That's why tits and earth and things like that would be a problem. Sand as well, that would also be a problem. If someone's got a sand, a pond, right? Not a sand pond, he's got a plant pit in his back garden, which shouldn't play with that. I'm not talking about having a swimming shower. Let's say, he's, for whatever reason, if that's locked together, and he wants to crumble that with some toichen, according to this answer, it would be a problem, yeah? Because it's not achila, and therefore to grind that again will be a problem, even though it was once used. That's answer number one. Answer number two is what you, someone said before, if someone wants to make a distinction between if it was put together by a human being or not. If it was put together by a human being, you say it's toichen like a toichen. If it was put together by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the rain put it together, then you haven't got this heter. Okay, the very main answer, when I come to the next one, is a very interesting answer which they give. The main possible with this answer, let me just see who it is, the Shisa Shama says that even in, really talking about food items, in a food item, if the original token is completely undone, then there's a listen. Even in a food item, if the original token that was is not recognizable anymore at all, it's completely changed item, hold on, don't get too excited, then there is an issa of toichen. You're asking, bread, cake, biscuits, all those things are being done. On that, they say it's much easier to grind up bread again than it was beforehand because it was once ground. So it's still got its surosa on, it's still cool, the toichen is still gained with it. You still help with the toichen. Yeah, and also even by flour, even by bread, I think you can still see little bits in the bread. I still think that you can see it. It looks, you have to look very careful. I know it looks very careful, but I think still, it's a whole little bubble put together. It's still particles put together.
The sugar.
Can anyone?
Well, the sugar gets clumped together. That's the human being did it.
No, so if you come with a human being, then you haven't got this heter. But I'm saying that heter is very dotted. The main two looks that they give is food items. Or they give this other answer. The other answer is that it depends on whether it's lost its original name. Those are the main ones, really. You're right, those are the main ones. So I was thinking, what could be a practical difference for this? Yeah? What would be a practical difference? I asked you, Rabbi Yisai.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes was a liquid. It was never small particles put together. It was never small bits of solid always put together.
Take snow.
Snow.
Snow, little bits. I tell you, Rabbi Yisai, what would you say about this? I don't know who does this, but people have got some fine ideas. Can you take a bar of chocolate, and can you take a knife and scrape the chocolate and make it into fine little pieces?
Yeah.
You say yes, you're going one up.
On top of cake.
On top of cake. Oh, so you can see, you've met these people, I can see.
Yeah.
You've obviously met these people. So now, can you take this chocolate, take a knife, and rub it along, sharp knife, rub it along the chocolate, and it completely falls apart? Yeah, it's a powder. Chocolate is not cocoa beans that were ground up. L'chayra, if you learn that the heter is based on food purposes, ain't toichen acha toichen. Chocolate is yours. You're alright with chocolate. Chocolate is definitely called food, isn't it? You're definitely alright. So chocolate is definitely okay. If you learn, l'chayra, that something which has lost its appearance completely and it doesn't resemble any more the original item, then there is an issa of toichen still, then that will maybe make it that chocolate will be a problem. That means to use a specialised cane, you definitely can't do. But I'm talking about taking a knife and to run a knife along your chocolate bar in order to scrape it and to get it that it goes into very fine powder, whatever it is, and to use that, like you say, for topping of a cake or whatever you want to use it, I have to do that on Charles. L'chayra, if you learn that the bar is, it has to be, it's lost its original surah, it has chocolate, you can't take any cocoa powder, there's any resemblance to cocoa powder at all. In fact, in the Urcha Shabbos, he actually, over here, where's it reached as well? He actually says, Nira sha'osu lefoyrish chocolate the purim dakim. He says, you can't crumble that chocolate into small pieces, and they chud asapim. And he brings it the borrow from Ha'ora, Nira, the chocolate, harizeh kebot lo hatchin akademis. You've lost the original grind. It's a completely new thing. By the way, anyone needs to go, it's the official time, we're officially closed now, but I'm just going off because it's a bit of time. He said, well, not to waste the space. No, normally you say not to waste the paper. Here's not to waste, I don't know what, you call it, but not to waste something. So I'm just carrying on.
Come on, keep going.
Yeah, it's all right for you down there. I've got to say something, yeah? So the chayra here, this thing over here, the chocolate case, the chayra is, this would be a problematic, according to this Hezbollah. If you learn that the chocolate, if you learn that it depends on whether you've lost the original surah, then chocolate the chayra would be a problem. If you learn that achille is okay, that will be okay. Let's just make a summary.
Can you have what? A chocolate flake? Because that just falls apart.
What's a chocolate flake? What's that? You have to bring some along to the next time. Bring some to the bottom. I'm not sure you're going to show you. I'll tell you, when we started this, we decided to follow one saying, it gets too complicated otherwise. So you have to ask your own rabbi, your own local rabbi. Right? I'm just saying, the Erech HaShavah, the way he's going, he tries to pop. Times that grinding up things. That means he's taking on. The main terrors is it depends on whether it's lost its original surah. So bread, cake, and biscuits. You're saying, you have to say that's better. I don't find that so hard to understand. No, I said, you can see bits in there. It's look carefully before you eat a piece of cake tonight. Have a good look at the cake.
How can you see the biscuit?
Even a biscuit, it's got bits there together. You can see bits that are stuck together. So you haven't lost, its original thing has not been lost. Mela, that is the thing. So not much. What we just said very briefly, what we made a kitzer, we spoke tonight about eight turkeys out of turkeys. So it's a chiddush. The Ramah brings down this chiddush that once an item has been ground up and then it was put together again, there's no issue to crumble that up. So the moshul, matzah, bread, cake, things like that, cereals, sugar. And what was the title of that sugar? To grind up the sugar cube, to crumble it up, the sugar cube is mutter. To make it into powder, that is not allowed now, because you're making it work more than it was before, and that's not allowed now. So sugar, salt, all those things, it can be redone, can be undone to its original state. And then he said, Achilles, we have a kasha from tit. We have a kasha from tit. We're getting this kasha on tit. Why is tit different? The chayra tit was also once upon a time loose. So on that, there are two answers. One answer is given is that midi da achila, anything to do with food, it's the only stick with food items, you don't say with other items. And the other terrors we gave actually was, it depends on whether it's this battle, the original tchila. If you can't see the original grinding anymore, it's gone, then you don't say any token like a token. So instead of throwing chocolate, will fit that category, but other things will not fit that category. All right.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? I'm not a witness. Yeah, the lost the column. 25. No, it's not.
Originating to the dogs. All right. Stop.